Hello everyone, this is Anke Menzler, your host for Breakthrough the Glass Ceiling. And we have a special guest today, Dr. Tara Heinz-McCoy. And we'll be talking about getting back into action when adversity strikes and making good decisions in business and your career as a woman. But before we dive in, I want to introduce her quickly. Dr. Tara has over 15 years of experience in human resources. She's a career coach, public speaker, professional development and diversity trainer. She's a number one new release author on Amazon for Shut Them Down, Black Women, Racism and Corporate America. Dr. Tara has been featured in Dallas Weekly on several podcasts, is a keynote speaker, and recently graced the stage as a speaker at the American Mensa World Gathering, teaching women how to go from where they are to where they desire to be is her passion. Dr. Tara coaches women to take action and awaken their career, in addition to providing motivational talks, professional development, and diversity training. And now, hello, Tara, and welcome to Breakthrough the Glass Ceiling. So happy to have you.
I am honored and humbled by the invite, and thank you. Happy to be here today.
Ah, thanks. That's so amazing. I'm so curious about everything because we have some great topics here. And before we really dive in, so before we start, I'd love for you to share a bit about your story and what made you go into coaching, because you have been in human resources before. So what made you jump?
It wasn't by choice. It was by force. I'll start there. Many times for anyone, regardless of the industry that they're in, you know, it is constantly changing. And many times you have to take a pivot, whether you want to or not. And so in my case, after 15 years, my position was eliminated. And as I contemplated on what it is I truly wanted to do, keep in mind, I've never even had downtime to even think about what it is that I truly want to do. What is the true impact I want to leave, but also how I could help women? Because what I was clear on is that I had overstayed my welcome. Mm-hmm. And I had many friends, many colleagues who, women, who also had that same conversation or felt that they were in the same type of position. And quite honestly, it was not, as I was thinking about how I could use my experience to help women who had overstayed their welcome, it really just came to me. It came, and I say, and I truly feel like it was just God telling me that you need to help women who have also been in the position that you've been in, and they know that there's a greater purpose in their life. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Tara Speaks came to mind, coaching women through their careers to go up in the organization or out to a new opportunity. Because when you think about, regardless of where you are, those are the two options. You're either going up or you're going out. And even with that coming to mind, it just really resonated with me. I felt a sense of commitment. I felt a sense of obligation because I've walked in their shoes. I sat in their seats. I know what it feels like when you know that it's time to make a decision. And so that's how it came about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that you just mentioned to make a decision, because that's one of our topics. So everything just goes together, and I love it. It's going great. To be a fun discussion. Love it. Okay, so our topic today, and thank you for sharing, our topic today is getting out of adversity and back into action. So, but before we really talk about what it takes, so what do you mean by that, getting out of adversity? Because for everyone, I could imagine this means something different.
Yes, and you were spot on. Adversity looks different for everybody. Adversity could be simply not getting the job when you apply for it. It could be taking the role, and it once you take the role, you realize that it was nothing like they described. It could be taking the role and there being a personality conflict, or the culture is not a good fit for you. And it could be that, you know, there are layoffs, you know, that job elimination is coming, they're downsizing for a plethora of different reasons. So you are very correct that it looks different for everyone. However, you know, what I found, because I have experienced a plethora of those things that I mentioned. However, the key has been how you perceive it and how you also receive it. Mm-hmm. So perception is everything. And being able to really accept what's happening in real time, but also being able to receive that this just wasn't meant for me. Or that I know that there's something greater because of what's happening in my life right now for me to do. And so that is really the foundation of adversity.
Yeah, oh, that makes absolutely sense. And we are focusing on women here. So what do you see usually when they are in such a spot? So really in the place where they find something isn't like it was described, or isn't a fit for their personality or anything like that. What do you see usually, and what would you advise rather?
There are a lot of common themes, I would say. Many times we as women, we internalize it. You know, we think about, I just took this position. It's not what they described it to be, but I also have a family at home. Mm-hmm. You know, can I truly make the pivot? Can I really walk away from the work or the pay or the benefits because of all of the things that are going on in my personal life? Many times our health is impacted because we're internalizing it. It's, you know, it does have an impact on our health. And in addition to that, if all of those things are going on around us, many times we're not being as productive as we really could be. Because even before we walk into the door, you know, we are carrying so much of what's not right in the organization with us daily. And we can do the task, we can go to the meeting, we can have the conference calls, but if we were really just step back and ask ourselves, are we really showing up authentically, but also are we really giving 110%? And most times the answer is no.
Yeah, absolutely. So how do women, when they start internalizing it and making themselves dependent on what's going on the outside, of course, and please, I know that a family is something that you have to provide for and support, but how do you really, or what is it that you do to get out of that situation and back into action moving?
You know, and that's such a great question. And it really takes me back to the conversations that I have with my clients. The first thing that I always advise them to do is to create what I call white space. And white space is something that we all just really take for granted. And that's whether that's 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes of just sitting down and really having some time with yourself to think about what is it that I truly want to do with my career. And it doesn't take a long list at all. I typically try to keep it simple and say 1 to 3 things that you want to accomplish in your career. And once you do that, then you start to be able to see that there's truly a light at the end of the tunnel. Like no situation is the end. There are always options, but until we really sit down and start to write those things down, we really don't see it. And we really are unable to see it really for the future of what steps we can take to get it done. And so once you write those 1 to 3 career goals, I would say down, then I like to personally break them down from a daily, weekly, monthly perspective. These are the things that I can do to start taking baby steps to either go up in the organization or out, or totally change careers, because I've realized at this point that this is just not the right place for me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Yes. So really creating yourself some options out of the place where you are right now. And I know a lot from my clients as well are really stuck in their situation and are not moving because they keep on holding on because they think it might be better to wait mm-hmm. because something turns out later. So I think that you have some people working with you as well. How do you go about that with them?
When they feel stuck, is that what mm-hmm. you're saying? When they feel stuck, yeah. You know, that is a very, it requires, and I ask the question a lot of times, why are you ready to move now?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Because if you've been stuck for 7 to 10 to 15 years, like why is it a priority now? Like, mm-hmm. what is the true why? What is driving you to make the change now? And you have to think about it as well. Sometimes I'm working with clients for 90 minutes. Sometimes I'm working with them for 3 months or more. And that's just always the question that I ask, because depending on that answer really tells me if they're ready to make a decision. And so when you talk about being stuck, we kind of unpack the why. Like, why are you choosing to still show up the way that you're showing up today? Why are you choosing to, you know, be frustrated every day? Because honestly, it's a choice. Mm-hmm. You don't have to choose it. If you start to make realistic goals about what type of work you want to do, mm-hmm. What type of impact you want to leave, and really how you want to show up.
Yeah. Oh. I love that. Absolutely. Yeah. It's kind of a mixture of mindset and really getting into movement again, really making a decision where we are. And why is it important to really get into action again? Because we are talking about women's careers.
Yes. You know, action is really the important piece of it, because otherwise, I have this saying, and I posted it on several times. If you're stagnant, you're not moving. If mm-hmm. you're comfortable, you're not moving. And so in order to, you know, really take initiative, to be innovative, to really change the trajectory on your career, you have to move. Now, keep in mind, you do not have to move fast, but you have to move. And whether that's baby steps, moderate steps, or really fast steps, moving is a part of your journey. And moving grows you. It gives you the experiences that you need. It changes your skill set. It builds different types of relationships. So in order to really see the true work, the true purpose, a purpose-driven work that you have been designed to do, you have to be flexible. You have to be willing to do things that may not necessarily look like you wanted them to look, or that you thought that they would look, but taking that leap of faith to really step outside of that box is really important.
You hit just something very important: flexibility.
Yes.
Because if you're stagnant, you are not flexible, right? Because you're
right.
Just where you are and you don't move anywhere. So what does flexibility in the career perspective really means? Because I could imagine a lot, and some people mean, I'm bending anyways. So I don't think that's what's meant with the flexibility here.
Yeah, you know, flexibility is similar to adversity in the way that it looks different for everyone. Mm-hmm. So flexibility could mean, although I'm really interested in going up to this new position, it may be better for me to go lateral.
Uh-huh.
And it may, you know, it looks different, may not be the money that you were looking for, but that experience is going to help you in the long run. Flexibility is really knowing that, you know, I have to work on a particular project that may not be really my strongest skill set, but flexibility is being able to learn, to be able to be developed into doing the type of work that looks different than what I do every day.
Yep. I so much agree. Because I've seen this differently when people really tell me, but I don't want this job with that salary. And yes. I think, yes, but take on the skill, because maybe this is your opportunity to take it on and then internalize all the skills, the competences, yes. Get ready, trust yourself, and then make a next move with much more. But hey, yes, we are on the same page with that. I love it. Thank you so much. I cannot agree more. So I also note that navigating for women in the career field is not really something that they are used to, because I know from myself and from clients and friends and all of that, that's not something that we get naturally. So how can we really start navigating in our career, strategizing, and maybe, mm-hmm. I don't know, whatever. I think you have something in petto. So
yes, you know, navigating a career as a woman, as you probably know, it comes with several different types of challenges, depending on the organization in which you work, depending on the type of work that you do. And what I've found is learning to embrace your internal compass is the most important thing as a woman that you can do. You know when things don't feel right, whether that's a feeling in your gut, whether that's something in your mind, whether the tone of the conversation that the individuals are having, all of those things go into how you navigate in any industry, quite honestly. And what I've found from myself, but also from clients, from mentors, throughout my journey in corporate America, is that many times we are, it's about changing our thinking and our mindset. So if we are the only woman or minority at the table, instead of thinking of ourselves as the only one, thinking about how we are the voice for those who are not at the table. Thinking about how we can change the conversation because we're the only woman or minority at the table. And when you start to, and I say internalize, because when you start to really think about things in the from a holistic perspective of, it's really not about me. It's about those coming after me. It's about those in which I can speak for who are not present, who are not visible today. And then also when you think about it, it's about being intentional about the conversations, but also being intentional about how I influence those who are at the table. Because how I communicate my why, how I communicate my recommendations, how I communicate how we solve the particular concern that's on the table is important. But it's also not just a representation of myself. It's a representation of my team. It's a representation of women. So there are so many different things that we can do when you think about navigating your career. But one other thing that I typically also try to keep in full context when I think about it is always the why. Mm-hmm. Why do I feel, or why do I have the position or perspective that I have? And being able to really communicate that is key.
This all goes together with getting into action, back again into action, because that's where we were really going within, creating that white space that you said, go within, ask yourself, and then make a decision from there. Because what you just mentioned is that we as women, and a lot of other people too, have senses, and we recognize when something is totally off or something is going off track. And pretty important in here is the ego that always comes with it. So if we could somehow leave the ego at the reception and go into that meeting and say, okay, what's going on here, and what can we all do together to make it a success wherever it should lead? Oh wow, I love that. But there's something more to it. Senses is one thing, but what do you think about really intuitive decision making in here?
I think that one that's really important. I also think that that's a skill that comes over time. Sometimes it's innate for many individuals, but I also think that it comes from being among the right people, the right leaders, at the right tables, at the right times, that you start to really be able to form your own strategic perspective. Yeah. And you understand how to really lay that out so that it resonates with everyone that's in the room. And that it also builds on whatever those pillars are when making those kind of strategic decisions.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious about this decision making. What are some good steps that someone can take to really start tuning into the decision making? So if they don't feel safe with decision making right now.
You know, and even when I think about even early in my career, so you start somewhere. So even coming out of graduate school and getting that first position in human resources, one of the things that I've been really fortunate, I've had great mentors. And what I would say is really identifying an advocate on your behalf in which you can partner with, where you are able to say, you know, hey, this is what I'm thinking about this particular issue or concern. This is a decision that I plan to make. And when you have an advocate who truly sees what you have, the type of value that you can bring, but that they're also on board with developing you, that's the start. And that advocate is not just that person at that moment. I still pick up the phone and talk to former leaders, former managers, former friends who really walked with me on this journey during my HR time. And I can bounce things off of them, because when you truly build that relationship, it goes outside of those four walls in the office. You have a personal relationship that you've built in which they can advocate for you. They can advise you throughout your career. So that is absolutely, I think, a necessity, particularly when you're starting off. And even if you're not starting off, anytime that you go into a new organization, into a new industry, I think it's important that you have someone who you can really confide in to really bounce those types of things off when making decisions, if you're unsure about how to really proceed.
I love that. You just slightly mentioned a topic like networking. and I feel like people still confuse networking with making superficial contact to just mm-hmm. get a job, which is absolutely the opposite from what you have just shared, is making a real genuine connection and growing that over time. Just because you left a company, it doesn't mean that you don't have someone you can really have as a sparring partner. Yep.
Yes, absolutely. Love that. Absolutely.
That's so great. We are still talking around the we are still focusing on the women, I would love to say. And what's something that you feel is necessary for us women to really stay in a state where we can feel we are in action, but we don't maybe, and this is something that just came to my mind, is we are overgivers sometimes. That's the reason why we get stagnant. And that's the reason why we sometimes also give in connections like networking too much, or don't try to make too deep connections. And so what's something that you would say we should keep maybe in balance or...
Yeah, when you think about staying in balance, it's really about, for me, it's really about reminding myself, reminding my clients to stay focused on what the true goals are for you. Mm-hmm. Because when you focus on what you've laid out that's really important to you, and I would say, you know, those goals could be identifying like what is really important to me. Although I'm in this role, although I'm interested in taking a new role, or if I'm going out, there are some things that are just non-negotiable. And when you truly identify what's important to you, that should be your focus. You know, regardless of what's happening in the office that day, whether you're traveling or not, whether you are showing up on a call or out in the community, at the end of the day, it should really circle back around to those things that are truly important to you. And so that's always the starting point on, you know, how is this making a difference in the things that I prioritize for my life?
Mm-hmm. I love that, because that it's simply important having non-negotiables. It's like setting boundaries for yourself and for others. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Exactly. I love that. Yes. Oh, we have talked about a lot of topics, I feel like, but it's still just one.
It's all going together. It's yes, fluid.
Exactly. It's all going to go together. And if you would share something, or let me put it that way, if you would say, if the audience is only taking one thing away with them, what would be something that you would say, this is it?
You know, that's a question I don't think I've ever been limited to one, so
okay, share more.
You know what I truly believe is that women can truly have it all, but this is the thing, all looks different for everyone. And so knowing what success looks like for you is really important. You know, when we think about the times that we are in today, societal obligations have changed for women. And so whether we make that decision to work outside of the home or to work at home, it doesn't change who we truly are. And many times we get, I would say, caught up in the titles in which we have, or that we're striving to achieve or attain. But those titles don't really tell the story of who we are. And so if I had to leave one thing, and that was with listeners, would be to really be true to yourself. Know what your all is, or what success looks like for you, and be open to take a path that may not look like the one that you've envisioned.
Yes. Yeah, I love that openness. I love everything that we've talked about, but still, please, yes, stay open, because you never know what's coming around.
You never know.
And everything is happening for you, not to you. So you can make something out of that. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing all of that. And for our listeners who want to stay in touch with you, I know that you have a special gift for them. So would you love to share something about that?
Yes, three. So thank you for inviting me again. This has been a great opportunity. I'm just thrilled to really get the feedback from your listeners. As you are following along on this journey with us, I have provided three things to really kind of think about is shifting your mindset as a free gift to everyone who joins us. And you can connect with me across all social media platforms, whether that's Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at I Am Dr. Tara. But you are also welcome at any time to visit my website at drtaraspeaks.com.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much for sharing all of that. And we'll be making sure that your link to the free gift is under the recording so that everyone can grab it there, of course. And thank you for being our special guest today and sharing all of your wisdom and expertise. And oh my gosh, that's been so special. Thank you so much. I feel blessed and I had goosebumps all over.
Thank you. This has truly been a great conversation, and I really appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So for our listeners, more sessions will be delivered to your inbox tomorrow. Don't forget that changes need chances. So give yourself a chance to rise into your power and embody your true self. It is your time to shine.